Your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Well, the beautiful weather is here, and it is here to stay. Good Thursday afternoon. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Text line is always open for you, 850-437-1620. I'm Joe, she's Gracie, and we'll start with an updated look on the roads and the weather, which, as I said, is going to be really nice for the rest of the work week.
Yeah, well, the beautiful weather just brought great traffic. The only places you're going to see some slow-moving traffic is heading out to the beach or leaving the beach. So Navarre Beach Causeway, getting off of Navarre Beach is extremely slow-moving right now. We do have some slow-moving traffic throughout Gulf Breeze, as well as right near the Pensacola Bay Center is really busy throughout Pensacola. Nothing to slow you down in Milton or Pace out of the ordinary. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. As Joe said, it's absolutely beautiful right now. It's 85 with some clouds right now in Pensacola. We have clear skies tonight, and the forecast all the way to Monday night is sunny with highs in the mid-80s, clear at night. So get ready for an awesome weekend, even leading into Memorial Day Monday. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Starting with our top three stories today, NOAA is out with their Atlantic hurricane season forecast.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour.
That's Dr. Rick Spinrad, administrator who expects 1 to 4 major hurricanes this season. Also, he says that the unveiling of a new hurricane model next month, the track and intensity of forecast will be improved by up to 15%.
And Governor Ron DeSantis says it's going to take more than just the Republican voters to win the presidency. He says the GOP nominee is going to need to be able to win over the independent voters and going to be willing to reach out to win over some of what he calls the discerning Democrats that are sick of his woke turn that their party has taken.
In South Carolina, a bill banning abortions after 6 weeks is now law. Abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood and the Greenville Women's Clinic, filed lawsuits already challenging the ban and are seeking a temporary order to prevent it from being enforced. Here locally, FHP says a Pensacola man will serve 20 years in prison and his driver's license has been revoked indefinitely for causing a fatal crash last July. That happened on July 7th on Massachusetts Avenue as 21-year-old Ladarian Wright was fleeing Escambia County deputies at over 80 miles per hour. Ovetta Jenkins was killed in the crash. Hearing from Escambia's County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, also County Administrator Wes Marino, who says they're both working hard to add towers and lifeguards to beach public access points 2 and 3 out at Perdido Key.
Yeah, we'll get there. We're going to order the stands pretty quickly once it's approved by the board. I don't know they'll get here quickly. I don't know they'll get here before this season, but we'll be ready next fiscal year.
Governor Ron DeSantis signing the state's $1.3 billion package of tax breaks just as two sales tax holidays were scheduled to start. The package approved by lawmakers back on May 5th includes a series of tax holidays along with a permanent sales tax exemption for baby and toddler items. And Saturday will mark the start of the disaster preparedness holiday that allows you to avoid paying sales tax on storm supplies and household goods through June 9th. And the Freedom Summer tax holiday starts Monday and it'll go through Labor Day. That allows you to avoid sales tax on things like movie tickets, live musicals and sporting events, and entry to state parks, too.
In state news, Florida lawmakers are denying claims that the Trump campaign made that Governor Ron DeSantis threatened state legislators to endorse him for president or face potential vetoes of their bills. The claim was made after a PAC for Ron DeSantis released a list of 29 lawmakers who are endorsing the governor.
The Memorial Day travel rush is starting up. A record 2.4 million Floridians are expected to take a car, plane, or other form of transportation at least 50 miles over the long holiday weekend, 172,000 more than last year and 96,000 more than before the pandemic back in 2019.
More news about Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor Ron DeSantis is set to begin some events for his presidential campaign next week. He will visit three early key early primary states when he kicks off his Great American Comeback Tour. He'll start a kickoff event in Iowa on Tuesday, followed by visiting New Hampshire and South Carolina.
Before we get to national headlines, just a quick update on the roads, and we've got weather with meteorologist Alan Strum today.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have extremely slow-moving traffic in downtown Pensacola. That's going to be around the Pensacola Bay Center. And we do have an accident in Orange Beach that's causing some major delays. This is going to be on Alabama Coastal Connection Canal Road. An accident right near the wharf is causing some slowdowns in both directions, so just keep that in mind. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. For weather, it's absolutely beautiful right now. It's 85 in Pensacola. Clear skies, sunny skies set for the whole weekend and into Memorial Day Monday. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
President Biden calling on Congress to enact meaningful police reform on the third anniversary of George Floyd's death. Floyd was killed on this day back in 2020 during the brutal police arrest in Minnesota. Derek Chauvin, the officer who held his knee on Floyd's neck, resulting in his death, was convicted of murder.
And a 17-year-old boy is dead after an attempted social media stunt went wrong. Los Angeles police say the teenager was trying to climb one of the arches on a popular 6th Street bridge when he slipped and fell to his death. Chief Michael Moore said that the boy was trying to post a social media broadcast from his phone when he fell.
Congress will be going on recess for the Memorial Day holiday, but they're being advised to stay close to Washington in the event a debt limit deal is reached.
General Charles
That was not the correct audio. Let's try this.
I made it clear time and again defaulting on a national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The Veterans Hospital will remain open.
That was President Biden, of course. The recess will begin after votes take place in the House today. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise announced members will receive 24 hours notice in the event they need to return to Capitol Hill to vote on a bill to raise the debt ceiling. It's 4:20. We'll take a timeout, come back with more national headlines, sports headlines, and, of course, health, business, entertainment, pop culture, and some good news later on this hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. The weather looks great. Perhaps you're off work for the rest of the Memorial Day weekend. Hope you've got some awesome plans there. AAA says that about 2.4 million of Floridians will be traveling at least 50 miles away from home. And tomorrow, the busiest day on the roads to do that. So stay safe out there. And, of course, there are some programs out there that can help. I know AAA's got their Tow2Go program back for Memorial Day. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we advance through the show. But I hope you're set for just an amazing, beautiful, wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Going to be very busy out at the beach, too. We'll hear from Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino on what Escambia Public Works is doing as the Pensacola Pride 2023 events taking place out at Park East out on the beach this weekend. 4:25 right now, a local check of the roads and weather.
Well, we're already starting to see our beaches get pretty busy. If you're leaving Navarre Beach right now, expect some typical afternoon traffic, heavy afternoon traffic getting off of the Navarre Beach Causeway. We do have an accident on 98 that's going to be causing some slowdowns right in front of East Bay Crab House. That's in the westbound direction. Also, we have an accident in Orange Beach that has caused some major slowdowns on Canal Road. This is right near the wharf, so expect some slowdowns there. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum.
Beautiful weather is here to stay all the way through the Memorial Day weekend and beyond. Overnight lows will be in the 60s with clear skies. Each day we can expect sunny skies and really no chance for rain whatsoever. High temperatures will be in the 80s, a little bit warmer for the inland areas than areas along the coast.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's sunny in 85 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
And continuing some national headlines today, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes was sentenced today to 18 years in prison for a seditious conspiracy in connection to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Prosecutors had asked he be sentenced to 25 years for his role in trying to stop the certification of President Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 election.
In a Texas mall where 8 people were killed and 7 were injured earlier this month, is reopening next week. Allen Premium Outlets announced that they're going to begin serving customers again on May 31st. The reopening will come more than 3 weeks after this mass shooting.
And also, a PlayStation basketball game recording helped Michigan police arrest a man who allegedly killed a father during a robbery nearly 4 years ago. The man was playing a live game when he was gunned down in his home. The recording was turned over to investigators by an anonymous person he was playing against. The suspect was caught on mic, threatening, then killing the victim and shooting his girlfriend as well. Looking at some sports action going on, a lot of early baseball games happening. The Miami Marlins and the Colorado Rockies are tied at 2 in the eighth inning of play. Earlier today, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Blue Jays 6-3. A little bit later on today, the Braves are starting a series with the Philadelphia Phillies. That starts at 6:20. Tonight on TNT at 7:30, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Boston Celtics back home trying to get a second win. The Heat leading the series 3-1. The Heat, by the way, will be without one of their key role players as Gabe Vincent has been ruled out after injuring his ankle during the fourth quarter of Game 4. NHL, 7 o'clock on ESPN. We'll find out if the Golden Knights of Vegas will meet the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals. They lead their series against the Dallas Stars 3-0. Florida-Georgia football game will be staying in Jacksonville for another 2 years. The university is today announcing the annual tradition will remain on the Jacksonville coast there through at least 2025. This year's matchup is set for October 28th. And the UWF men's golf team advanced to the medal and match play portion of the Division II National Championships after the 54-hole stroke play portion of the tournament. The Argos finished tied for third, and they are seeded fourth today and are playing fifth-seeded Grand Valley State. So continued success to the Argos men's golf team. Talked about them a little bit earlier this week, but apparently heading into the Division II Championships, they were the top-ranked team in Division II. So they're looking to bring home a national championship here this week. U.S. economy is growing faster than expected. That, according to the latest GDP report, showing it increased at a rate of 1.3% in the first quarter, up 0.2% from last month.
And Pope Francis says that the world must stop, must rapidly ditch fossil fuels. His latest plea over climate change, he says the senseless war on creation needs to end. The Pope shared the message earlier during a World Day of Prayer for the care of creation.
And a U.S. Navy destroyer that was sunk during World War II has been found off the coast of Japan. It was discovered by a group of civilian underwater explorers deep in the Pacific Ocean near Okinawa. The USS Mannert Abell was the first warship hit by what's described as a human-guided kamikaze bomb. The ship sank in over 4,000 feet of water, killing 84 sailors. What a big discovery off the coast of Japan this week. 4:30, we've got Fox News coming up. Your Money Now after that. We'll be back in a few minutes with more headlines. Look at pop culture, entertainment, and some wacky and weird stuff going on today.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. AM 1620. It's Gracie and Joe for the news hour of Pensacola right now. We're going to take a quick look at the roads. We are looking good right now. We do have some slowdowns, though, especially right around the Pensacola Bay Center in downtown Pensacola. Expect some slowdowns there. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you're leaving Navarre Beach, expect some slowdowns on the causeway. And we do have an accident on 98 in Navarre. That's going to be right off of Panhandle Drive, causing some delays in the westbound direction. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Taking a look at weather, it's absolutely beautiful today and the whole rest of the week here. 85 right now in Pensacola with a low of 66 for tonight. But every single day leading up to Monday, it's going to be sunny throughout the day and clear at night, highs in the mid-80s. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Top three stories today, and NOAA out with their Atlantic hurricane season forecast. Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad expects there to be 1 to 4 major hurricanes in what they're calling a near normal Atlantic hurricane season. Also, he says that they should be able to more accurately track and look at the intensity of forecast as they are releasing a new model next month. Governor Ron DeSantis says it'll take more than just Republican voters to win the presidency. He says the GOP nominee will need to be able to win independent voters and be willing to reach out to win over some of what he called discerning Democrats that are sick of the woke turn that their party has taken. And a bill banning abortions after 6 weeks is now law in South Carolina, although abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood, the Greenville Women's Clinic, filed lawsuits challenging the ban and are seeking a temporary order to prevent it from being enforced. Here locally, county staff out at Pensacola Beach getting ready for the massive Pride weekend.
So we're set up. You know, we start this preparation a couple months in advance. And Pensacola Beach Public Works, is just, you know, they always knock it out of the park. But we have our box truck down there, all the supplies at Park East. We have the layout all in place, and people are starting to show up.
That's County Administrator Wes Marino. The past two weekends, we've seen over 23,000 cars each weekend. Pensacola Beach Pride will be primarily set up at Park East. As many as 200,000 people from all over the country expected to be on hand. Escambia County also ditching the Pulse Point app. I know this is popular among residents who like to follow along with EMS calls. They have now gone in favor of an app called I Am Responding. It's an app that is end-to-end emergency response system for first responders that provides alerts and critical incident data. In Santa Rosa County today, the commissioners awarded a nearly $2.5 million contract to Panhandle Grading and Paving for the reconstruction of Taxiway B at Peter Prince Airport today. And we told you last segment about AAA bringing back the Tow2Go program for Memorial Day. It's a last resort, they say, if you find yourself in a pinch over the Memorial Day weekend. It's a free service that it picks up would-be impaired drivers and their cars, takes you to a safe location within a 10-mile radius for free. It starts 6 o'clock tomorrow evening and will be available through 6 a.m. Tuesday. The phone number, 855-2-TOW-2-GO. Gracie, as I was scrolling through and just looking at stuff that I thought would be interesting, what we'd talk about, apparently there's a list going around the internet that makes me feel old, and that's exactly what it's supposed to do. There's a list of 40 things, and apparently if you did any of them growing up, you are officially old. I'm 36 years old. I don't necessarily say that I'm old, but maybe you will say, yeah, Joe, you're old. So if you've done any of these things, you're officially old, according to the internet. Number one, using a pencil to rewind a cassette tape. You ever done that?
What's a cassette tape?
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Good.
I'm kidding. Good. I'm kidding. But I haven't done that.
Hearing somebody yell, get off the internet. I need to use the phone.
Nope.
That's a check for me as well. When everyone's favorite treat was push-up pops, where you basically ate ice cream out of a toilet paper roll.
I did like those.
See, I mean, I still like those. I don't think that's a problem at all. And certainly, I would say not an indication of one being deemed old. I will still, if you give me a box of the orange sherbet ones, I will down them.
They have some Scooby-Doo ones that are really good.
Let's see. Having a notebook where you kept track of your friends' phone numbers. Yeah, I never did, but, you know, my parents would have their little Rolodex of numbers there. Let's see, accidentally burning yourself with a car cigarette lighter. Now the holes where they used to be are just for plugging in chargers. Do you even know what the... do you even know about that apparatus in your car?
I do. No, I do, okay. But I've never used it for anything more than a charger.
Exactly. So,
what about finding out which movies you're going to watch through looking at the newspaper?
So, that is not something that I did growing up. I was not allowed to go to movies growing up. So,
what?
Yeah, I know. That's another story for
another
time.
We need to unpack that on a different day.
Yeah, that's a whole hour long discussion there. But no, yeah, never did that, but that's necessarily not an indication of my age, rather. That's just the environment in which I was brought up in. But a pretty interesting one right there. Here locally, the 8th Annual Alabama Seafood Cook-Off is coming up, and four finalists have been chosen to go head-to-head in the competition. That's June 12th. That'll be in Orange Beach at Zeke's Restaurant. The finalists are from Birmingham, Auburn, Orange Beach, and Magnolia Springs, and the winner goes on to the Great American Seafood Cook-Off in New Orleans.
And if you're a fan of the Brady Bunch house is back on the market again. HDTV bought it in 2018, spent $2 million making the inside look exactly like it did on the show, and now they're selling it. It's listed for $5.5 million. Some of the money from the sale are going to go to Turn Up Fight Hunger Initiative.
Texter says they are offended by the lists off the internet, which I agree on some of those. Yeah, a lot of those I can see. Yeah, well, I mean, it's just, I will say this. I would disagree with the notion of the list of the things that we named. I would say that that is not indicative that you're old. That's indicative of just how fast technology has improved in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that is literally how old the iPhone is. Pre-2007 is a completely different time than post-2007. And yeah, so I mean, technology has just improved that much, that quickly. It's really scary when you think about it. But yeah, I mean, I give me an orange push-up, you know, push-pop all day long. So, but I agree. It is offensive, some of those.
Yeah, because a lot of these things too, like obviously I haven't done that but when I was little, I can like remember my parents doing that too, which not that long ago.
4:45 now, let's get a check of the roads and first warning weather.
We do have slow moving traffic right now in Navarre. This is going to be 98 right off of Panhandle Trail. There's an accident that's causing slowdowns in the westbound direction. Also getting off at Navarre Beach, expect some afternoon traffic getting off the beach on Navarre Beach Causeway. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. We're going to get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
That's my bad. I wasn't paying attention.
Skies will be all clear tonight with overnight lows dropping down into the 60s. Really beautiful weather continues for the next several days. All the way through Memorial Day weekend, it will be nice and sunny without really any chance for rain. Similar pattern as we head into next week. High temperatures will run mainly in the mid-80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 85 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Joe might like this one if he's trying to make up with going to the movies, which he wasn't able to do as a kid. But you're able to do a subscription service that lets fans see up to 30 movies in the theaters each month. It's relaunching for the summer. The Movie Pass is back underway. New ownership after going bankrupt in 2020. It will have a new pricing model out this time, which plans to start at $10 per month to see one to three movies, and going up to $40 a month to see 30 movies. Subscribers are going to be able to see movies at any theater that accepts MasterCard.
So I am one of the hip young people that just have the AMC Stubs membership.
Oh, wow.
So
you already do it.
I do the member. I do the three. It's like the three movies per week. I think it's like $25 a month. So yeah, I frequent the AMC theater down on Bayou. So that's where I go. So I will pass on Movie Pass, but good for you if you go through that there. California school making an interesting decision here, removing all Nazi symbolism from its performance of The Sound of Music. The musical is based, of course, on the Von Trapp family who lived in Austria during the rise of Nazi Germany. I think that explanation probably goes without saying. If you don't know what The Sound of Music's about, you know, I mean, whether you've seen the movie or not, you should know. But anyway, the principal of Rolling Hills Elementary School decided to remove scenes that included the Nazi storyline, including props with swastikas and students saying Heil Hitler. Some parents say the play is historically accurate and should not be altered, while others say the content is too serious for 11 to 12-year-old children. I'm very curious to know your thoughts. 850-437-1620. Is the school district way out of line, or do you agree with removing the Nazi imagery from a production of The Sound of Music?
Weird that we have two Nazi stories in at once, but a private school in Las Vegas is recalling its yearbooks after a student used a quote from the founder of the American Nazi Party. The page shows an image of the high school senior alongside the quote, "Being prepared to die is one of the great secrets of living." The quote originated from a white supremacist, George Lincoln Rockwell, who coined the slogan "White Power." Administrators of the Meadows School says it would not allow the quote from a known hate leader in its school yearbook. So it's recalling its yearbooks.
I would be shocked if the individual that had the quote knew the origin.
Yeah. And like, why was it not, I think as an high schooler, we had to get it approved before it was printed in the yearbook.
Well, you know, that's another thing, too, is, I mean, you know, usually with these school yearbooks, there's a few different layers that they have to go through. And of course, you know, you hear, you know, the funny stories of, you know, things kind of slipping through.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, this quote on its own, "Being prepared to die is one of the great secrets of living," would not set off any flags.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I can see how that one would go through there. Finally, who doesn't love a good TV news blooper? Well, that's what happened in Australia when a weatherman had to do live updates from a farm, and the smells were apparently too much for him.
G'day, Timmy. Beautiful morning there.
Oh, a bit smelly.
Yes, the air is very fresh here this morning, Carl. I can confirm. My goodness me. Whew, we've got some cattle that we're hand feeding. Sorry. I've got a case of the gags happening here. But I'm sorry. I'm such a city slicker because the smell of some of the animals, they're beautiful, but the smell, I mean, this one just keeps turning around on me and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I'm really sorry.
Toughen up, Tim. Oh, my goodness.
I reached out to Alan over at Channel 3 to see if he had ever had anything similar, not that exact scenario, but funny or embarrassing like that. I'm still waiting to hear back from him. But, I always love a good TV news blooper there. 4:50 right now. We'll take another break, come back. More of your text. And, of course, we've got some good news to wrap up the hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
So, yeah, I'm having just a really hard time getting on board with the school district, California School, Rolling Hills Elementary School, that decided to remove the Nazi imagery and the storyline itself from the production of The Sound of Music. And a couple texts saying, absolutely do not remove the Nazi imagery from The Sound of Music. If we forget the past, we'll be doomed to repeat it. Somebody else, the question, so from whom are the Von Trapp family supposed to be fleeing? I mean, it's literally the movie. It's literally the play, and it's an actual real-life story. I mean, there's just so many, I think, better options to get around this. I mean, number one, obviously, it's you know, if you are a parent that thinks, you know, this would be too much for my children, I can't fathom that. Stay home.
Also, they're not in pre-K, they're 11 and 12.
Yeah. And then the other thing was, I mean, if the play director or the principal or an administrator just wants to get up before the the play starts and says, hey, we're doing the Sound of Music, and if you are by some chance not familiar with the play or have not seen it, this play will include Nazi imagery, quotes from that time period. This is a depiction of actual historical events, and we have decided to, in the spirit of the play and spirit of the movie, stay true to form. I mean, it's literally what the movie is about. So, yeah, just have a really hard time with that one there. Another texter, whoever owns the rights to the Sound of Music should forbid that school from performing it. And also, the truth is offensive. That's why people hate it. It happened. Censoring it is a disservice to those who suffered through it. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. 4:55 now. Let's get a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, roads are looking great right now for this Thursday afternoon. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We do have some everyday afternoon traffic on 98. This is going to be right off of Panhandle Trail in Navarre. Also, leaving Navarre Beach, also extremely slow moving. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. For a look at our weather, it's 85 and sunny right now in Pensacola. Nothing to really damper our days for the weather all throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, all the way to Monday. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, highs in the mid-80s. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And don't get me wrong, I'm super happy about the fact that it's no more rain, just complete sunshine. But I'm also pretty excited about the fact that the overnight temps are going to be in the low 60s.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice.
So, you know, if you got a patio or just somewhere, you know, I'll be watching sports a lot this weekend and at night, probably enjoying the outside. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Before we hit the Channel 3 top of the hour newscast or top three stories today, NOAA is out with their Atlantic hurricane season forecast, calling for 1 to 4 major hurricanes.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour.
That's Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad. Governor Ron DeSantis making some media rounds. Last night he was on Fox News, did a Clay and Buck show this afternoon. Says it'll take more than just Republican voters to win the presidency. He says the GOP nominee will need to be able to win independent voters and be willing to reach out and win over what he calls discerning Democrats that are sick of the woke turn that their party has taken. By the way, DeSantis also will be holding events for his presidential campaign next week, visiting the visiting the states of Iowa on Tuesday, also New Hampshire and South Carolina. Finally, a bill banning abortions after 6 weeks is now law in South Carolina. Abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood and the Greenville Women's Clinic, have filed lawsuits already challenging the ban and are seeking a temporary order to prevent it from being enforced. Let's finish the hour with some good news. Gracie?
Well, paralyzed man is now walking again after doctors installed a new wireless bridge between his brain and his spinal cord. In a new study published by the journal Nature, a team of Swiss researchers say that they implanted a so-called digital bridge between the man's brain and spinal cord to the 40-year-old Dutch citizen who became paralyzed in 2011 from a bicycle accident. The digital bridge bypasses the man's injuries and allows him to walk, stand, take steps again, and is going to with help from a walker, though.
And kudos to our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, making another donation to the Santa Rosa Kids House today.
So this check is for $21,888.92 this year. So we did some math this morning. This is the fourth year, and this cumulative total for Santa Rosa Kids House is $98,000 in the last 4 years.
And that's Brent Lane from the Cat Pack Morning Show made the announcement at this morning's Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. 4 years running now that they've done this, I believe. Gracie, this is in connection with Spring Fest, if
Spring
I'm not
Jam,
mistaken.
Yep.
Spring
mm-hmm.
Jam. So kudos to our friends and co-workers at Cat Country 98.7, our owners Dave and Mary, who do such a tremendous job of making sure that we are always community-focused, and that includes, of course, right here on News Radio 92.3, as we are now just a few days away from the Atlantic hurricane season. Hope it's a quiet one. Heard from NOAA, expecting a near normal season with 1-4 named storms. We're going to take a time out, pause for Channel 3's top of the 5 o'clock hour newscast, and we'll be back for another hour of all of today's top stories nationally, around the world, locally. We've got entertainment, sports, we've got weird stuff, we've got wacky stuff, and of course, more good news on a Thursday.